This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Shell Shock. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Royal Dutch Shell says it had to resort to a shutdown today. Production is frozen at an offshore oil field that produces more than 200,000 barrels per day after an attack in Nigeria. Oil is now back up to $137 a barrel. At the same time, Goldman Sachs raised its oil price forecasts even further because of worries about supply. The investment bank says oil will average $117 a barrel this year. Goldman says next year, the average will be $140. British labor unions are threatening to strike over the escalating cost of energy. The latest estimates suggest household energy bills in Britain will soar this winter. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Britain's energy companies are preparing consumers for the worst. They say the cost of heating, lighting and cooking in a British home will jump by up to 40% this winter. The rising price of oil is to blame. Coming on top of the sharply increasing cost of food, the news has angered some of Britain's labour unions. Dave Prentice represents more than a million public sector workers. He's ignoring government calls for pay restraint. He's demanding a big raise for his members or else.
The cost of living, the basic essentials of life, shooting up in the way that they have done, it's going to cause massive disruption among public service workers. And I can actually see it leading to industrial action.
Charities representing the elderly are also concerned. Already more than 10,000 old people are thought to die of hypothermia in Britain every winter because they can't afford to heat their homes. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European shares are mixed this morning. In Asia, a day of big losses, more than 6.5% for China's main index. For the Dow yesterday, a second straight triple-digit loss, 131 points. The Nasdaq fell 28 points. The S&P 500 was down 13. The cruise ship industry is growing at about 8% a year. This year, almost 13 million Americans will take a cruise. But worries about safety on ships is growing, too. That'll be the focus of a Senate hearing this morning. Jeremy Hobson has more from Washington.
Senators will hear from the International Cruise Victims Association. Its vice president's son, Michael Pham, lost both his parents 3 years ago when they disappeared while aboard a cruise ship. Pham says most people don't know the dangers that exist, from disappearance to sexual assault. And because many cruise ships are registered in other countries, he says safety regulations need to be strengthened.
We want independent law enforcement officer on board because right now it is a self-regulated and self-policed environment.
Those inside the industry say cruise ships are still about the safest place to vacation, and they say putting an independent officer on board would disrupt current international and federal laws. Lawmakers here in Washington are moving forward nonetheless. There's already House legislation on the table to beef up cruise ship safety, and a Senate bill is said to be in the works. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Sears is looking for some street cred, and LL Cool J is going to knock it out. The hip-hop star is behind a new fashion line in stores just in time for the back-to-school shopping season. And if that's not proof enough that Sears is cool, the retailer is producing a movie with MTV called The American Mall. How about a washer and dryer to go with those new clothes? Sears lost $56 million in the first quarter this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org.
Let's make a toast with tap water. That's the message from members of the United States Conference of Mayors this week. Mayors around the country are urging cities to stop using taxpayer dollars to buy bottled water to put in places like City Hall. Community activists regularly diss bottled water for its big carbon footprint. Some places are trying to block bottlers from mining their local groundwater. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner has more.
Denise Hart hails from Barrington, New Hampshire. It's the kind of proud New England town that can trace its history back to a land grant from King George I. So she and other residents didn't take it lying down when bottler USA Springs wanted to pump water from the local aquifer.
There they were one day applying for this permit to take our water away and sell it to Europe. That was their stated reason.
That was in 2001. A local group called Save Our Groundwater has been battling USA Springs ever since. But the company prevailed in state Supreme Court and aims to pump over 300,000 gallons of water a day. Still, a growing number of citizen groups are organizing against bottled water companies. They worry this sort of water mining will threaten drinking supplies and damage wildlife and wetlands. Winona Hodder of Food and Water Watch says it's not clear that groundwater can always be replenished.
We know that climate change is going to drastically affect the amount of precipitation that's available and the way that groundwater can be recharged.
Recently, Nestle drastically scaled back its plans to build the world's biggest water bottling plant near Mount Shasta in Northern California. Residents there have fought the project for 5 years. But the International Bottled Water Association says its products account for only 0.2% of all groundwater currently withdrawn in the U.S. Spokesman Joe Doss says the industry supports water management, but believes all water users should be treated, quote, in an equitable manner.
You know, it seems to us that you should consider bottled water companies the same way you should consider any other manufacturing plant or any other entity that is using the groundwater in a particular state or area.
A London-based market research firm predicts a significant consumer backlash against plain bottled water, but it could be a weak one. Last year, Americans drank over 8 billion gallons of the stuff, 7% more than the year before. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Tell us what you think by visiting marketplace.org. You can comment right under the story or send us a note. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.